I grew up with a very frugal father.
Writer Karen Anderson.
Having lived through the Great Depression, he had a cash and carry philosophy. This meant you paid cash for purchases and didn't purchase unless you had cash. My mother was the opposite of frugal, which was a source of problems in the marriage, problems my father often brought to me. She spends so much, he complained, but I couldn't stop her. What I could do was be careful with money, and I still am. But it's no accident that my first true love was a man who was generous to a fault. He didn't have much money, but he didn't worry about it, and I admired that. When a struggling friend once asked for $50, he handed it to her. You won't get it back, I said. I know, he said. Remembering his kindness, I decided to make 2017 my year of living generously. Every time I had to decide how much to tip or to give or to pledge, I did the more generous thing. Finally, it was no longer a decision, but a habit. At the end of the year, I thought I'd have less in my checkbook, but I didn't. I haven't done the math because it isn't about math. It's about trying to be someone I admire.